Dancers spend hours perfecting pliés and pirouettes to perform in recitals. But the Dance for Parkinson's group in Bloomington, Indiana, uses dance in a different way.
Good. We're going to take clapping, but in an unusual way, up and down. Good. And switch. Good. Tap the tops of your feet.
Wheezy Smith was watching the PBS NewsHour a few years ago when she saw a story about Dance for Parkinson's, a dance group starting up in Brooklyn, New York that helped people cope with their Parkinson's symptoms.
And I was very taken with it. And I thought it would be neat if we could eventually get one to start here.
Parkinson's is a degenerative brain disease that causes locking and tremors in the body. Wheezy was diagnosed in 2003.
Well, it starts, in my case anyway, with a small tremor in one hand or another. And then the tremor can get more and more involved. And usually by that time you've had it diagnosed as Parkinson's and you've been given some medication to control the tremor. And then one other effect that it has on me is that I will freeze when I'm going to walk and turn direction and start back again. And if I'm not careful about that, I can stumble and fall because my mind is already started in the other direction, but my body is stopping. And that can be frustrating.
In addition to medication, it is commonly believed that exercise helps curb the side effects of the disease. Alyssa Condotti is a dance major at Indiana University, and she wants to use her talents through adaptive dance or dance for special populations. She teaches the Bloomington Dance for Parkinson's class every other week.
Ooh, that's fun.
Yeah, I could fall.
Right. Should we do it again? Do it again. Okay.
From the moment that Roberta mentioned it in class, I knew that this was a way that I could use my dance degree and my talents to help others.
Her teacher, Roberta Wong, mentioned the opportunity in class one day, and Alyssa took such a strong interest that she flew to New York to be trained by the founder of the program, David Leventhal.
It's just an incredible opportunity to see different movement and new movement from bodies that haven't taken class for all of their lives, and it's really just a beautiful thing to see them come in and enjoy the dance, and that's what has been keeping me going this whole time, because every time they come in, they have such a fun time, and we do too.
Dance for Parkinson's began in 2001 and has since expanded to more than 100 communities in 11 different countries. I spoke with founder David Leventhal on the phone, and he describes the benefits that dancing offers.
The thing about a dance class is because it's enjoyable, because there's music, because there are people dancing together, it's something that people want to return to. And in the process of that, they're working on the specific skills of balance, coordination, flexibility, rhythm, initiation, multitasking, those things that start to go away when you have Parkinson's.
And the class doesn't only benefit people who have Parkinson's. Wheezy's husband David attends a class with his wife and says he gets a lot out of it.
It gives us a chance to be very physically expressive. For instance, classes almost always begin with what we call the name game, and that means we're usually set up in a circle. You take turns going around and saying our names, and then we select a movement for the day. It might be if someone's exhausted, they'll look exhausted. If someone has been writing a lot, she or he will pretend they're moving their fingers on a keyboard. And then in the end, we have what we call a gift circle, which is the same kind of thing. We go around and everybody gives the person to their right, symbolically, in gesture, a gift, flowers they've picked, a pie they've made, stars they've pulled out of the heavens. And that's very powerful. And there aren't many settings for adults in this country where you get an opportunity to do something like that without feeling ridiculous. And it's extremely refreshing. And I think particularly for someone with Parkinson's, whose ability to move and express herself in gesture and in other things, it's quite liberating.
Those who take the class say the dancing makes them feel stronger and gives them much-needed control over their bodies. Richard Hatch has been attending since the beginning and describes how it makes him feel.
Good. Yeah. When I go without it, I feel it immediately because your body gets used to it. It's exercise, and that's really the most important thing that you can do with Parkinson's, the more you get the body functioning in one way or another.
Professor George Rebeck of Indiana University studies neurodegenerative diseases.
So we study how neurons die, basically. That's what a neurodegenerative disease is all about. Neurons are not living their full normal life.
His research focuses on Huntington's disease, but he explains how exercise can have beneficial effects for someone with any neurodegenerative disease, including Parkinson's.
For one thing, it increases blood flow. Increased blood flow to the brain is probably a good thing. It brings in more nutrients, for example. It also changes certain activity patterns in the brain, and it seems to enhance certain types of synaptic connections in the brain, so neurons may be able to talk to one another better, so it increases neural communication. And that's basically what the nervous system is all about, is communication. You want to have neurons talking to other neurons in a way that will allow behavior to improve, and you can do that effectively, I think, with exercise.
But the benefits aren't only physical. Wheezy says the dance group serves as a supportive community for everybody involved.
I think it's an important part of the program, because I think people with Parkinson's tend to isolate themselves because they feel as though they're different now. And to have that sense of community is very important.
Her husband agrees.
One of the things that I think is really important about this program is it doesn't focus on what you can't do. It doesn't say you've got this, that, or the other problem and we're going to solve that for you. Instead, it focuses on what we can do. And it's very empowering. Someone with Parkinson's disease does not need to be reminded about what she or he can't do. That's very clear to them. But to be reminded of what you can do, that's very special.
For WFIU Arts, I'm Lacey Scarmano.